Welcome, everyone. As Hashem continues with Shmir Saloshin Shar Zechira, a new Perik, Perik Yud Bey, issue number 93. The Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss Hazahirus Mi'ovel Lashin Har Rechilus, the importance of keeping your guard up and protecting yourself from not speaking Lashin Hara, not accepting Lashin Hara, not speaking Rechilus, and not accepting Rechilus. V'da'oid, says the Chofetz Chaim, we have to know further. The Mishnah writes, L'skoyis b'midas ha-shaloim, a person wants to merit this very important midah of shaloim that we just spent a lot of time on in the previous perek. Tzorich lishmor es atzmai gamkein mi'ovoin mi'inyan kabolas loshen hara urechilos. He also has to be very careful and protect himself from accepting any loshen hara and rechilos. That besides for the actual punishment that comes for this aveira of kabbalas lashon hara and rechilus, of accepting lashon hara and rechilus, and let's be clear what this means to accept it. What to accept it means, I believe what that person told me is true, and therefore I will now have a negative feeling towards that other person, as we'll continue to see over here. K'moish amru chazal, kol mekabel lashon hara royu lashlich laklavim. Whoever accepts lashon hara, it's appropriate to throw him to the dogs. Very strong statement. These are not little poodles, little sweet little puppies. These are vicious dogs. When he says over here, roi lashlichi leklavim, kol amekabel, doesn't say one who speaks. Gemara says imsachem daf kuf yud chesam ar aleph, kol amekabel lashon hara, whoever accepts lashon hara, it's appropriate roi lashlichi leklavim, to throw him to the dogs. And he brings the proof of this, which we're not going to get into now, we've seen previously. When a person accepts the Lashon Hara, when a person accepts the Rechilus, you know what happens next? It now comes to fighting. Now it comes to Ktotos, Sinas Chinam, Merivos. Since the person accepted this as truth, and he didn't investigate the situation. That someone did something and said something about him. It's almost impossible that a person will not hold, that he won't be able to hold himself back, and he will not cause his friend, his fellow person, some pain to argue with him about it. At the end, you know what happens? They become horrific enemies. Where did this all start from? This all started from a person accepting the words of Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Each person wants to swallow up, listen to the words, swallow the blood of his fellow, of the other person, and he is joyous, he rejoices when the other person has problems, the other person's demise. And this all started because the person accepted this Lashon Hara Mechilas as 100% emes. I want to tell you a story that just happened recently. Two sides of a story. First side of a story is a situation where boys are playing ball, and it came out that one boy held another boy's hands down. And because of this, the boy was hit in the head because he missed the ball. He couldn't catch the ball. Well, that sounds pretty bad. Why is someone holding someone's hands down? And not only that, it hit the boy in the head. He couldn't catch the ball. That's story number one. Story number two is that some boys are playing ball, and then another boy, an older boy, comes along and encourages his friends, the other big boys, to hold the runners, the smaller kids, back from running around the bases. So when the smaller kid is running around the bases, this first baseman is holding the kid back. The runner pushes away the hand and holds the hand back of the one that's trying to hold him back. In the meantime, the ball hits the first baseman in the head. That's story number two. In story number two, the reason why the ball hit the first baseman in the head is because he was encouraged to do something wrong, to hold the runners back. And the runner didn't appreciate it. So he held the hand back of the one who's trying to hold him down. So what do you see over here? The first story goes out, oh, it sounds horrific. Then the person needs to get a CAT scan and he's got a broken bone in his head. And 1 second. Why did that whole thing happen? Because the first baseman listened to the bullying advice of someone older than him. You hear how things rumors spread? It's not that someone held someone's hands down and the ball hit someone in the head. That's not the case. There's more of the story. There's a bigger picture. But if we just accept things right away without hearing the whole story, and sometimes that is the big picture. But if it's not, and then we just act upon it, that's where the problems arise. That's what the problems are. And then there's Lashon Hara, and then there's Rechilus, and then there's Ketotos, Marivos, fighting, quarreling. And next time we'll see what the person should have done if he followed the Derech HaTorah.